from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 25th, 2025. We hope all our listeners had a wonderful week and hope you are blessed with good health and happiness here in 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year. It has grown from serving 211 campers in a summertime program in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres and from a staff of 12 to nearly 100, along with thousands of volunteers. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. This is a respite cure weekend. It's called Winter Wonderland. It's the theme, and the weather indicates that outside. I have lots and lots of campers coming out this weekend, along with volunteers from Clark University in Dubuque. So big thank you to all those folks that are part of this weekend. There are two weekends scheduled for February. They'll be February 7th through the 9th and February 21st through the 23rd. Now's the time to sign up for those great respite weekends. Camp Courageous' travel campers are in all places, Hawaii this week, having a wonderful time. They've had the opportunity to soak up the sun, spend a lot of time on the beaches. They visited Dole Plantation, Polynesian luau's. They've had all kinds of wonderful experiences. One of the campers, Sandy, who's on this trip, is 81 years old. And to quote her, she said, "This is the best day of my 81 years." We have campers in wheelchairs, and they're using beach wheelchairs to get around. They visited Sea Life Park, encountered sharks and seals and turtles and dolphins, and really are absorbing themselves into the Hawaiian culture. A big thank you to our friend Bob Hintz from Cedar Rapids, who invited Camp Courageous to give a program to the Catholic Layman's Organization that meets at Mercy in Cedar Rapids. Great group, been supporting the camp for many, many years. Also, thank you to Mr. Greco from Fairfield, who invited Camp Courageous to give a program to their Knights of Columbus this Saturday night. Looking forward to heading down in that direction. Also, a big thank you to the Manchester Chamber of Commerce. They had their awards tonight this past week. Had a wonderful time up there with the community leaders. Great group, and they are so good to Camp Courageous. Not only camp in general, but with the Manchester Groussell Camp's largest fundraiser. Also, a big thank you to the Jargo family who spend their holiday out here at Camp Courageous. Chaz and Nancy and family have been doing this for years. Instead of giving gifts to each other, they decide as a family to come out and volunteer a day here at Camp Courageous. They're from the Miles, Iowa area. Just a great family, and we sure do appreciate all those folks that came out and helped here at Camp Courageous. South Cabin Remodeling Project is coming along very well. We're working away on the inside of the building right now. Basically tearing everything out, and we're redoing 100% of that building, and we're looking forward to having it up and ready for campers this spring. Next Saturday, we'll be out at Kettleson RV, located at 1500 Kettleson Drive in Hiawatha, serving pancakes from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a free will donation. A big thank you to our friends at Kettleson's. It's their big open house, and it's always a fun time. We'll also be having a few fruitcakes out there. The last of the fruitcakes, we're selling them at half price. They're $5 each, and you can get them either here at Camp Courageous for the $5, or you can go out to Kettleson's next Saturday, February 1st, and have some great pancakes and buy a fruitcake. The Camp Courageous winter sale is going well here at Camp Courageous. It's in our main lodge. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and also on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You name it, they have it. They'll be going strong until March 11th. And of course, our largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale. We had a nice reception for them last Thursday. Great volunteers, over 100 volunteers that make that possible. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open year-round now, Monday through Fridays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. A big thank you to all those people that donate items up there, those people that come and shop, and of course, our wonderful volunteers. The need of the week this week is baby wipes, something real easy to obtain almost any place, or you can go to the camp's website at www.campcourageous.org and look at more of our needs there. We're remembering a couple of our dear friends that have their memorials go to Camp Courageous. Betty L. Harp from Marengo, Iowa, passed away, a great supporter of Camp Courageous, and our sympathy goes out to her family, and she wanted her memorials to come to Camp Courageous, along with Nancy Marie Pranger. Nancy was from Bluegrass, Iowa. Once again, a great supporter, great family, and our sympathy goes out to her family. We announced here at Camp Courageous about a week ago that I will be transitioning from my position of CEO of Camp Courageous, where I've been for the last 45 years, to CEO of the Camp Courageous Foundation, something that I helped Dr. Earl D. Shaw start back in 1980. So we're in the process of seeking out and looking for a new CEO of Camp Courageous. We're looking for somebody that has that enthusiasm and drive and passion for a wonderful organization. And if you are interested or you know of somebody that might be interested, you can go to the Camp Courageous website at campcourageous.org and seek out more information there. Or if you're interested in sending an email, you can send a cover letter, a resume, and a salary history to hr@campcourageous.org. Once again, that's hr@campcourageous.org. We appreciate as many applicants and people who might be interested in the position as possible. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.